Why bright people procrastinate the most. It's really the smartest people who have the highest number of undecided things in their lives and on their lists. Why is that? Think of how our bodies respond to the images we hold in our minds. It appears that the nervous system can't tell the difference between a well-imagined thought and reality. To prove this to yourself, picture yourself walking into a supermarket and going over to the brightly lit fruit and vegetable section. Are you there? Okay, now go to the citrus bins. Oranges, grapefruits, lemons. Now see the big pile of yellow lemons. There's a cutting board and a knife next to them. Take one of those big yellow lemons and cut it in half. Smell that citrus smell. It's really juicy and there's lemon juice trickling onto the board. Now take a half a lemon and cut that in half so you have a quarter lemon wedge in your hands. Okay, now put that quarter of a lemon in your mouth and bite into it. If you played along with me, you probably noticed that the saliva content in your mouth increased at least a bit. Your body was actually trying to process citric acid, and it was just in your mind. If your body responds to the pictures you give it, how are you likely to feel physically when you think about, say, doing your taxes? Are you sending yourself easy, let's go, completion, success, and I'm a winner pictures? Probably not. For just that reason, what kinds of people would logically be the most resistant to being reminded about a project like that? That is, who would procrastinate the most? Of course, it would be the most creative, sensitive, and intelligent people, because their sensitivity gives them the capability of producing in their minds lurid nightmare scenarios about what might be involved in doing the project and all the negative consequences that might occur if it weren't done perfectly. They just freak out in an instant and quit. Who doesn't procrastinate? Often it's the insensitive oafs who just take something and start plodding forward, unaware of all the things that could go wrong. In my many years of coaching individuals, usually it's the brightest and most sophisticated folks who have the most stuck piles in their offices, homes, and heads. Most of the executives I work with have at least several big, complex, and amorphous projects stacked either on a credenza or on a mental shelf. So, what's the solution? Intelligently dumbing down your brain by figuring out the next action. You'll invariably feel a relieving of pressure about anything you have a commitment to change or do when you decide on the very next physical action required to move it forward. Nothing, essentially, will change in the world, but shifting your focus to something that your mind perceives as a doable, completable task will create a real increase in positive energy, direction, and motivation. If you truly captured all the things that have your attention during the mind sweep, go through the list again now and decide on the single very next action to take on every one of them. Notice what happens to your energy. You are either attracted to or repelled by the things on your lists. There isn't any neutral territory. You are either positively drawn toward completing the action or reluctant to think about what it is and resistant to getting involved in it. Often, it's simply the next action decision that makes the difference between the two extremes. In following up with people who have taken my seminars or been coached by my colleagues or me, I've discovered that one of the subtler ways many of them fall off the wagon is in letting their action lists grow back into lists of tasks or sub-projects instead of discrete next actions. They're still ahead of most people because they're actually writing things down, but they often find themselves stuck and procrastinating because they've allowed their action list to harbor items like meeting with the banquet committee, Johnny's birthday, receptionist. In other words, things have morphed back into stuff instead of staying at the action level. There are no clear next actions here, and anyone keeping a list filled with items like this would send his or her brain into overload every time he or she looked at it. Is this extra work? Is figuring out the next action on your commitments additional effort to expend that you don't need to? No, of course not. If you need to get your car tuned, for instance, you're going to have to figure out that next action at some point anyway. The problem is that most people wait to do it until the next action is call the auto club for tow truck. So when do you think most people really make a lot of their next action decisions about their stuff? When it shows up or when it blows up? And do you think there might be a difference in the quality of their lives if they handled this knowledge work on the front end instead of the back?